Good morning. Good morning, Waxahachie. Actually, good morning all the peoples all around Ellis County. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and I have Lori Mosley with me with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Good morning, Julie. She's trying to jingle all the way.
You know, I almost wore my jingle necklace. We could have really just gone overboard. Like,
I think only one of us can jingle, and then one can jangle.
That's right. So I have my naughty and nice earrings on, and Lori has her...
I have a cap that says, naughty, nice, I tried. Which box do you think I checked?
Nice, of course. Nice.
Maybe I tried. I'm not for sure.
Very nice. So we are so pumped up. We have had a Christmas lighting. We've had a parade.
Where did all those people come from?
Oh, my goodness. And it just seems to get better and better every year.
Every year. I mean, can you believe all of the decor that's on the courthouse lawn? All those awesome little photo ops where you can get in the sleigh.
And
you get
the polar bear.
The big polar bear.
It's like you're in Lost again.
And then they're on the Chamber of Commerce Plaza outside of City Hall.
Yeah.
You've got Santa. You can go sit with Santa.
In front of the big giant Christmas present.
I know.
Y'all should come out there. If you haven't been to the new Chamber of Commerce, Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce building, we do. We have Santa Claus on a bench where you can sit beside him. He's jingle jangling a bell in front of a giant present.
I love it. And then just right around the corner from there, then you can make your way over to where the caboose is outside of Fresh Market Coffee. And then there's the big lit choo-choo train.
And the tree.
And then the big lit tree that's on steroids. That big tree on steroids.
I love this time.
At Rail Yard Park.
I wish we could.
And then the bridge. Don't forget the bridge.
That bridge is beautiful.
That bridge is beautiful.
We took family pictures out there last year for my mom's birthday. We went out and we gave her the night of, let's just go and walk around downtown. And we went to Bethlehem Revisited. We did all the things, took pictures together. She was happy as she could possibly be.
Aww, that's a great time with family right there.
That's what I tell you. Bring your family down, get your polar bear picture and picture with Santa.
And I'm so glad that you said some of those things because, Julie, that is what today's episode is going to be all about. It's going to be all the memories that you and your family and loved ones can have right here in Waxahachie, Texas.
Call all your family. Come on down.
Load them up. And it's going to start tonight with Beauville over at Navarro College on John Arden. We're talking about games, crafts, train rides, story time, a live Grinch, and so much more.
A live Grinch. What's
that? So I guess okay. So Whoville, Beauville. So that's a whole Grinch thing.
Yes. All right. So.
What's that called? Cat in the Hat? Yeah.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of that.
The Whoville, all the things.
Yeah. I didn't have kids, you can obviously tell, but but that's where Beauville comes from.
Okay. I love it.
So if that's your storybook, that's your storybook moment.
Go to Navarro College.
Tonight. And that's free from 5:30 to 7:30. Tonight, Navarro College, right there at 1900 John Arden Drive.
Yes.
We love that. And then Nelson University, you know, they lit their campus Monday night. They lit their campus Monday night, but starting tonight and then running through Saturday, they have their Yeti It's Cold Outside Nelson Theater production. So if you're more of a theater kind of person, then you can go see the production at Nelson University.
Very cool.
Presented by Nelson Theater. Yeah.
Go to Nelson University and get you some tickets.
Yep. And then if you're like in a giving mood, then Toys for Tots. There's a Toys for Tots toy drive happening tomorrow night at Rail Yard Park, hosted by Casting No Stones. Josh Treese, and that's his nonprofit that he has, that they raise lots of money to give to the needy for the Christmas season.
Now, do they bring out toys? Do they bring out money? What are they supposed to do, I wonder?
People are supposed to drop off toys, money, unwrapped gifts, and it's a little drive-through experience there at Rail Yard Park.
Aww.
So, if you really are excited and want to see the choo-choo train and all those things that we talked about, the big lit tree and all that'd be a perfect way because you'll just drive right there in front of Rail Yard Park and drop off your unwrapped presents and be a part of that Toys for Tots toy drive.
I love that. I love the unwrapped part. part because I don't really like wrapping presents.
No, you don't have to do that. That way they'll know what the gift is and know what age child it goes for and all of those things.
Perfect. So do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also starting tomorrow, of course, our friends that are, talk about people that do good throughout the year, that's the Waxahachie Junior Service League.
Ooh.
And their big holiday market, Sparkle and Slay Christmas Market, that'll be at the Waxahachie Civic Center.
When is it?
Starts tomorrow, which is Friday. That's kind of a VIP ticket kind of event on Friday.
And mimosas in the morning.
Yeah. Yes. But then on Saturday is the general admission Christmas market. And so that's there at the Waxahachie Civic Center. So that's a fun time to
be had. Very good.
I'm telling you, the Civic Center, it's all decked out for Christmas too. That staff goes over the top. They do all that decor in there themselves. And then there's all kind of lighted experiences outside. I think there's a 12 Days of Christmas thing that you can see in the drive, the circle drive out front.
And then, you know what? On a side note, do you see how pretty that new carpet is in there?
Yeah. Everything is fresh.
It's fresh.
Don't
put your feet on it.
It's fresh for Christmas. But one of my favorite, one of the quintessential Christmas events that we've been doing for, I think, 28 seasons now, also starts tomorrow night. Mary New. And it happened at Bethlehem Revisited.
Yes.
And that's where we recreate the night that Christ was born, right there behind Central Presbyterian Church there at 402 North College Street. And talk about a family favorite, time-honored tradition for, again, 28 seasons now that this has been put together just graciously by all these volunteers that know the importance of this event. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, admission's free. You can just walk through the whole village of Bethlehem.
Hot chocolate.
Covenant Life Church, they do the hot chocolate plus provide the free parking. And it's just really a time to really reflect about what this season is all about. We talk about all the fun and merriment and lights and all that, but then that's where you can get to the real reason for the season is right there.
And you can see camels, people riding camels.
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad that you mentioned the live animals. I don't know that anybody rides camels, but there is definitely handlers. Yes, they walk with them.
I feel like they're riding them because it's
But fun. Mary rides a donkey. Mary rides the donkey. Yeah. So you can walk in with Mary as she rides the donkey looking for her place at the inn.
In King Herod's court.
Yep. You can do that, and that's where the wise men appear with the camels, is at Herod's court.
You walk into the village, and you see all the things. Guys, if you haven't been, raise your hand if you haven't been to Bethlehem Revisited. Okay, so then you need to go.
Yeah, if you just raise your hand, that's you. We're talking to you. And if you didn't raise your hand, we know you're going to bring carloads of other people because, again, it is such a special thing that we get to do. And then all of that to not outshadow next weekend that we have the Christmas Tour of Homes, Historic Waxahachie Inc.'s Christmas Tour of Homes. That's on Saturday and Sunday, December 14th and 15th.
Let me see.
And they've got five beautiful homes that are on tour. It might be four. I'm not for sure. And then also we've got the Santa Run, the YMCA Santa Run. So if you want to run with 400 plus Santas, we can make that dream come true because the YMCA team has been working hard on that. And then our downtown merchants, they're open late extended holiday shopping hours because they want you to think of them first. And then they are doing Santa's Craft Beer Stroll after the Santa Run. So there's just so much to do and see where this holiday season.
And if you haven't been to the Santa Run, it is pretty stinking cool. Like, there are hundreds of Santas.
Yeah, I think it's over 400 registered Santas. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, I want to say...
And they also do a Grinch Run. I know we already talked about Grinch earlier.
Oh, they do?
They do also a Grinch Run, and they run opposite of the Santas.
They do?
Yes, it's so cute.
It is. It's fun. They do. And then you can get pictures made with Santa, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. They usually have, like, cookies and milk, and, like, they do all kinds of fun things. And also, that Kit Christmas Home Tour looks amazing because, you know, they're going to have it all decorated up.
Oh, yes. Some of our favorite homes will be on tour, and... Yeah, it's just really a wonderful holiday season for everybody in the family because our friends over at Sims Library are going to round it all out on Friday, December 20th with pajama story time at Rail Yard Park.
Oh, don't tempt me. I will bring my pajamas.
I know. I can see you. I can see you in your pajamas and those Christmas pajamas that you busted out.
The one that he wears on A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
I would have that and I would totally wear
it. Oh, you're going to go Ralphie in the...
Ralphie, yes.
Yeah, Ralphie in the... bunny costume for pajama story time.
And I'll be disorderly and getting the kids all riled up.
I know you will. I have no doubt.
Let me be a library kid.
So that's some of the fun. I mean, there is, as you can see, a long list of activities taking place. And you can always find those on our website at visitwaxahachie.com. We also post on our socials on the Visit Waxahachie Texas Facebook page. So lots of ways to get information. And we just look forward to seeing everybody there.
All the peoples, come out.
Yeah, come see us. Tell us you heard about it here on Chamber Chat.
All right, Lori, as always, thank you so much.
All right. Does this mean I'll see you next year?
I will see you next year. That's the makes me sad when I have to say that.
I know. Hey, but we'll be looking fine in 2025.
Old acquaintance be forgot.
Yeah, there's our musical reference. We always have to have a... I'm so glad that you know all those words. Only if we had a piano. Oh, an angel
gets its wings.
Oh, Julie, always a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori. Bye, y'all.
Bye.